Okay. Story. A scene here, or part of the story. Now, again, I'm basing it on Game Theory 19, the Hollywood Pentagon Complex, which is very interesting, and it really confirms my suspicion. So here we have our great emperor of the Western Empire. And here's a... He's an old reality show actor. And he's got this, you know, you're fired. We can kind of take it a little bit directly from reality, as far as reality can be spoken of as reality today. So anyway, here, and this is taken from, again, from this episode of this eminent, serious game theory. There is a paper there, or an article or something that he presents in that episode, written by some man at the university. And it analyzes the Hollywood Pentagon links, where there is a kind of an agreement or demand from the Pentagon, I don't know, I forgot the exact wording of it, but you know, you can So the Pentagon writes that in exchange for the use of military equipment and so on, personal even, the producers must comply with Pentagon entertainment policy, including script changes to align with military goals, including recruitment and public relations. Now, since that inception, whatever the word is, of the entertainment industry into the entertainment industry more than a century ago, I don't know when this was written. This is from 2025, so it's like 20, I would say longer back. Over 2,500 war-themed Hollywood movies have been made and TV programs with Pentagon assistance. So, and then the point is made here that the USA, it can go both directions. That the Hollywood, they create scripts for fantastic, heroic, glorious war efforts, special forces efforts, and so on, which is the general theme. Look at how smart they did. Oh, we are the greatest in the world. And as Abraham Lincoln wrote in a letter to a woman who lost her 5 sons, about those who die, they are sacrificed upon the altar of freedom. You know, we're sliding into here a scripted Hollywood version of war efforts. So then, what we can do, because this is what he, Jiang, is saying here, suggesting, and we can put it in our story, our Mr. Emperor here, the great president of the free world, he's looking a lot at these movies. He likes movies. He's not reading books very much. He's a movie guy. And yeah, this is our, you know, Pentagon is even on board here. So yeah, let's make a cool operation here and use media to make this really shine the way it does in these nice movies. That's important, you know, hybrid warfare and all of that, using media, propaganda, as it used to be called. So he kind of, and the irony here is that it seems, I mean, it could possibly, like I would say very possibly, be what actually happened when the U.S., some kind of special forces, just entered into Iran. And what we hear is the rescue operation. They rescued one person who was lost behind. You know, that's like... So what we put here in our story, and I bet it's pretty much close to reality. They wanted to make a really glorious operation. And even the generals came and almost joked about it. An operation, you know, to make a landing strip, an airfield in the middle, inside of Iran. This is what they did. As they themselves say, you know, you go into inside enemy country and make an airport there for your military airplanes, and then ship in hundreds of special forces and lots of airplanes, because as far as I heard here, about 10 of them were shot down. So something happened. And the Iranians showed one ID that they had found on the ground belonging to a woman, a military woman who, as far as I understand here, and I heard it from others, most probably was a nuclear expert. So they were planning on just from that airstrip sneaking in, landing 100 special forces and going into the, I mean, definitely highly protected and secured chambers where Iran stores their enriched uranium that they can make some kind of nuclear explosive device from. And as Jiang points out, this is an insane plan to think you can do such a thing. So, but, and as he puts it here, probably the president, or whatever we're going to call him, emperor, he wanted something, you know, something special. We need to do something here that really shines. And maybe someone even jokingly suggested something like that among the generals. And then he says, oh, that's a great plan. And they are looking at each other, thinking, hey, it was a joke. No, no, it's great. So then they refused. And then he fires them. You're fired. This is what happened. Some generals were fired there for whatever reason. And what I'm saying now, it's suggested by the interpretation was suggested by Professor Jiang. So, again, referring to this episode of game theory that I'm talking about or mention here. So, this could be made into an interesting little thing in our story here, how this, you know, this complete narcissistic megalomania, I mean, over the top person sitting there on the throne of the empire, thinking he's the emperor of the world, goes off like that. Yeah, we're going, you can do it, you know. Because he is lost in that Hollywood world where you do these kind of things. This is what you find in these movies, this real cool, you know, these special forces, they can do anything. So they are sent there. And whether they are making that landing strip, maybe they do. Landing airplanes, planning this whole thing, and it goes horribly wrong. You know, and then the emperor is thinking what to do. And then he thinks about this. Again, this is suggested by this professor. There is this movie, Saving Private Ryan, where, you know, there are forces being sent into behind enemy lines just to save one person. So let's go with that. We need to show something. So then you have, you know, like 100 or several hundred military, you know, force people, soldiers, special forces, and 100 or whatever air vehicles sent in behind the enemy lines just to save one person standing on a mountain like 200 kilometers away from that airstrip. And yeah, now he's saved and he's good and well and everything is fine and yes, all glories. Now the thing is that, contrary to usual media, you know, coverage in that country, we never see that, because it's a colonel, they say. We never see him. There's no interview with him. He's good and well and he's back again, but one would expect that it's a big media fanfare going on with him being interviewed in every TV station, network, all over. But he doesn't appear. So something is a bit strange, something. But then what we show here in our story is how this absurd situation has appeared here, when the Hollywood and this world, the Hollywood and the Pentagon they're kind of merging into, you know, each other, and you don't know what is what anymore. Which to some may seem to make sense, because the propaganda war, the hybrid war, is as important as the shooting war. So to some, it makes sense. It's just, you know, this is an advanced modern kind of war, Hollywood war. As others call it. Anyway, just noting down on the top of my head now what I just saw here and learned. And then, you know, maybe it can be used somewhere or other.